FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. Later in the show, we'll be talking about this year's Christmas Comforts campaign with Community Officer Vinnie Thompson. But before that, it's to footballing matters that we turn. And as we discussed on last week's show, the league season currently finds itself suspended due to ongoing COVID-19 restrictions. And for more on this, on Monday evening, I caught up with FC United manager Neil Reynolds for a bit of a festive catch-up.
Well, Neil, a big Merry Christmas to you, as we're technically at the halfway point of the season, whatever that means. I thought it'd be good to get you back on the show and see how things are. So where are you at the moment?
Well, first of all, Merry Christmas back to you. It's been an indifferent season, to say the least. Since we played a couple of weeks ago against Clitheroe, the friendly, then obviously there was further news that we had to cancel the next friendly and the season wasn't going to restart. So it was a big setback. And, you know, even more so when you see teams lower down us or teams higher up than us now, you know, not in our league, albeit, but they're playing. It's you know, I don't enjoy seeing the results come through on Twitter in an afternoon. So I want to, you know, want my side to be playing football. But, you know, we're hoping that, you know, in this time off, there's some responsible heads have got together and there's going to come up with a resolution so we could start 2021 with a bang, hopefully.
Because that's the hope, isn't it? I mean, technically, the next game is scheduled for the 9th of January away at Scarborough. And we've just got hope, I suppose, that a financial package or something is there to allow clubs to recommence the season.
I mean, I think obviously people are talking about the announcement on the 30th of December and whether or not that announcement is going to affect sport. We're not sure, but I'd like to think that, you know, they've had a lot of time to look at step three. They've had a lot of time to come up with this package, a lot of time to talk sense. I'd like to think that there is still common sense being spoken about, even though people haven't shown a great deal about it. I'd like to think that, you know, we can start the season. You know, with 35 league games to go, if they don't extend the season, it's going to be difficult to get that in. But, you know, people have talked about splitting the leagues, you know, looking at different, you know, kind of different variations of how we can finish the league. But we just want to get back to playing football. You know, we're in the middle of a football season. You know, arguably Boxing Day fixture is probably one of the biggest games of the season, you know, and families like to come out and watch it as the fans. And, you know, it's a really good spectacle. And to sit there on Boxing Day this year and not have the opportunity, it really hurt. But like I said, if we can reconvene, you know, this hopefully this Christmas will be a bit of a distant memory and we can just get back to playing football, because that's what all the lads want to do. That's what all the fans want to see. That's what everyone connected with our football club and every other football club at Step 3 want to be able to do.
Now, the league, when obviously we had to snap to it with the Clitheroe friendly and the scheduled friendly we had planned for the Tuesday. How quickly do you need an announcement to get the troops back on the training pitch and maybe even squeeze in another friendly if possible? I'm assuming that would have to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that would have to happen. I'm not sure whether or not the Clitheroe game was a friendly, to be honest, Ben.
No, that's true. Very true.
No, it was. You know, they were getting ready for their season. We were. It was a good way to come back to football. And you could see, you know, all the old lads have been out 4 or 5 weeks. The hunger, the fitness levels were still there. I just thought that, you know, little things went against us. But for us, you know, it's key that if we get an announcement, we need at least 3 training sessions and a game before, you know, we play Scarborough. And Scarborough are in the same vein. If the announcement comes later, I can't see it starting on the 9th. But I think what it will do is give us a clear indication of when the season will restart and when it will finish. But like I said, you know, we don't want to be going into the Scarborough game on the back of just a phone call, and both sides have got to get ready to play football because, you know, the lads need the fitness levels and we don't want injuries, etc. So it's important we get the announcement quickly. But I'm confident, you know, speaking to the chair of the board, Adrian Seddon, you know, I think he's confident that we may receive some good news and, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later.
How do you plan for the unplannable? If I could ask you that,
you know, for me and the squad and the staff and everyone behind the scenes, we're talking about, you know, the restart of the league. We're still sending out the programs for the lads to carry on with the fitness work, and they're still doing it. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. We're getting videos from Boxing Day yesterday of like Charlie Ennis, Chris Doyle, etc., going out doing the runs and doing the work in preparation for the ninth. What I've got to say, though, is huge credit because, you know, could quite easily, some players could have had their heads turned by clubs a little bit lower or clubs a bit higher to us, but they don't want to do that. They want to play for FC United, and we're all chomping at the bit to get back. And we're just hoping that, you know, we get that good news. And if we don't get the good news, then I'd have to question the common sense of certain people because, you know, I sit here tonight and I'm watching a game of football with, you know, Crystal Palace and Leicester. I'm seeing results coming through from the National League North and, you know, clubs in and around that. It's just bizarre. And, you know, they can't expect clubs at our level to kind of do this for free because it's impossible. And if they don't want clubs to go to the wall, and I'm sure that they don't do, then they're going to come up with some form of package. But, you know, a loan package is an inexcusable kind of to give us to even contemplate because that won't be happening. You know, the clubs like ours and, you know, like Scarborough's and South Shields, you know, we're a fan-based club. We rely on our income. And they just can't say to us that you can't have fans back in, but you could take a loan to help you get through the season. That would just be, you know, I'd rather not start again than have to take that option. But I think that one's been parked. I think there's going to be a more sensible solution that's coming forward. And, you know, let's get fans back in the ground when it's safe to do so. And let's start playing football again and, you know, getting smiles back on people's faces because that's what the game of football does.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, if we can get the season restarted ASAP, there is a chance that we could finish it as per. But like you said earlier, that needs to happen sooner rather than later. And if it does, yeah. If it does restart, Neil, you know, we're in 13th, you know, 5 points from the playoffs. We're involved in this, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, our ambition is, you know, our ultimate goal, I'd like to think everyone's ultimate goal is promotion and is silverware. And if you look back at the last couple of years, and we've had some really good times, you know, not to mention the FA Cup game, but the Manchester Cup win, finishing second in the season that never was. You know, we've created a lot of memories, this football team, and we want to start again. And our ultimate aim is to get out of this league. And, you know, I echo, you know, the sentiments, I think, of the fans and the board. You know, we want to do it. We want to do it when we can afford to do it. But I'm certainly not going to go into a season and say, no, that's not our aim. We'll restart in 13th. Like you said, 5 points off the playoffs. We've only played 7 games. We're on a really good run of form. We've got everyone back fit, hungry. So, you know, you speak to anyone in that dressing room, they want to win every single game of football they play in. And, you know, if we can finish the season, we will be doing it. If that means playing 2-3 games a week, then we'll do it. You know, we'll do anything we can do because people have suffered long enough now without football. And that's not just players and management. That's everyone who wants to go to football games, and in particular our fans. So, you know, for me, it's a big green light to get the season finished, and there'll be no complaints. We've got to play 2-3 times a week. It's, you know, let's get the fans back in when it's safe to do so, and let's get back playing football.
And the other thing is, as well, it's a remarkable January, just to whet everyone's appetites. It could be your own, really, really, Neil, as well. I mean, you know, Scarborough away, Matlock, you've had a belting start. We've got to go to Causeway Lane, haven't we? You know, we've got to play Warrington away. You've got to play Bamber Bridge. I mean, let's get it started, eh? That'd be good.
Yeah, there's some match-through fixtures. And if you look at our, you know, our league campaign last time out, it was a wonderful victory over Warrington. You know, 3-1, who were, you know, been billed to go and win the league. So, you know, we put a marker down there and we want to build on that. And I'll certainly be reminding the lads of our last league game and how we won that last league game. Seems a long time ago now, but, you know, if the league does restart, you can't take their points away from us. And like I said, we're going into the next game, Scarborough, Bamber Bridge, whoever it may be. And we respect everyone we play, but we're just desperate and we're hungry to get back playing football and winning games of football because, you know, it's just, it's too much of a distant memory now to see Broadhurst Park packed out and us winning the last minute of the game, or winning at a canter, or, you know, doing what we do, and we want to get back to that desperately. And when we do, it'll be a really, really special day.
Yeah, absolutely. Final question then, Neil. Hopefully the next time I speak to you, it'll be on a Friday night before we have to travel to North Yorkshire. But what's your message to the FC faithful as we head towards 2021?
I hope everyone's had an amazing Christmas, a safe Christmas. And that's to all the fans and the families and everyone connected to FC United. You know, for me, I'm looking forward to the end of 2020, and, you know, I'm hoping that 2021 brings a lot more joy and, you know, a vaccine to get rid of this virus, etc. But it's just, listen, let's keep every bit of our fingers crossed. I can't wait to see everyone next year. But let's just hope that 2021 is our year. It's a safe year. But ultimately, you know, football's back and we're doing what we do best. So, you know, if you do get an opportunity to come to a game in the new year, then I'm sure you'll make it as loud as you can do. So I'll see everyone soon.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there joining us here on this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. As we were discussing there, currently there's a bit of a blanket over the club when it comes to footballing matters. But underneath the SMRE this past week, it's been a bit of a hive of activity as the club has got together with the local community and beyond to deliver this year's Christmas comforts. And to find out more about this year's campaign, last week I went down to Broadhurst Park and caught up with the club's community officer. Here's Vinnie Thompson.
Vinny, we've come here a couple of days before Christmas. It's a hive of activity, so much stuff. Tell us about what's been going on while football's been suspended.
Right. Well, maybe 38 weeks ago, we started with the idea of a food hub, not a food bank, but a more COVID-safe method of engagement where we deliver. And where from the onset, we said we wouldn't just feed people, we wouldn't just give them substance for their bodies, we'd give them substance for their minds. So as well as food, they would get meditation CDs, Sudoku books, crossword puzzle books for the older people, lots of different things, activity things for the kids to keep out of the mother's faces, lots of different things. That was just, no one else was doing that, and still no one else is doing that, really. And now it's a massive operation, where we've just had some great, great success stories and helped endless people. Something like, if you translate it to meals, God knows how many it'd be, but maybe 2,500 food parcels, of which there are massive amounts of food of finest quality. And so it's boosting people's mental attitude in a time when they feel bashed by society and this pandemic.
And we're here underneath the SMRE, and regular users of this venue know it very well, but they won't recognise it at the moment. I mean, we're in a room surrounded by Christmas parcels wrapped in Christmas paper. In the next room, there's bread and all kinds of stuff. And in the other room, there's loads of volunteers who've just dealt with a delivery that's come in. I mean, it's all happening, which is quite remarkable given everything else that's going on at the club at the minute. It's all not happening.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really stand still and just see people starving on my street. We've always done street feeds. We've always done lots of other engagement. And so this is just an extension of that, really. But the wonderful thing is that these are not just FC fans and not even football fans, just people who care, people who want to help. So we've got maybe 70 volunteers of a nucleus with around 35, and they come in at various shifts and in various tasks in a COVID-safe way, so we've only got the right number of people in any given time. And there's drivers and pickers and packers and people who come up with me to fair share and bargain on the maybe 700, 800, 900 kilos we pick up twice a week of food that we buy from fair share and other places. And it's just a nice, warm piece of work.
So when it comes to preparations for Christmas, as I just alluded to there, I mean, this bit of the SMRE is filled with boxes and packages. What are we talking about here? I mean, is this food as well as...
So, as you can see, to our side of us here, there's probably, I don't know, 400 or 500 lovely, beautiful wrapped presents, quite posh wrapping that we bought. And then, so the other side... if you know what an archive box is in an office, it's those boxes with a lid on and you've got like handles on the side. A good spirited person went out and got those, and we have wrapped them to make them look like Christmas hampers, and they contain what replaces our Christmas Day Christmas comforts. So normal, for those who don't know, Christmas Day we open, I leave my house at 6, we're here at 7, and we have a bus on and we pick people up, and it's a one-stop shop. Obviously in these times we can't do that, so we're delivering Christmas. Now, delivering Christmas entails food to those that are normal service users. You number anything from 70 to 105, 115 families. And then also on top of that, we have about another 100 families who are mainly women fleeing domestic violence with their families in really poor, poor B&B and hostel accommodations. And we just want a bit of light in their darkness, really. And so we can't safely deliver a Christmas dinner because of, you know, food and health regulations around that. So they will get every gorgeous luxury you could think of for Christmas Eve. I mean, these kids will be bouncing off the walls with the e-numbers we're putting it. And then we'll do, you know, a cold platter of cheese, some lovely bread, some nice butters, and a cold platter of turkey, obviously. And then they can make sandwiches, and you know, they get Christmas breakfast, so there'll be stuff for the brekkie, and that'll be cereals for the kids, and, you know, eggs, bacon, etc. for the adults. And, you know, God bless them, that works, and we think it'll work. And, you know, because these people have got, you know, some of these accommodations don't even have any cooking facilities, so this will be great for them. Christmas Eve, we'd sat around with their children. And I think it's what this club was set up to do. We stay true to what we said we do around communities. And I can't be more straight than that.
And obviously when this all started back in March, I remember there was ourselves, there was Marine were doing some stuff, and City of Liverpool as well. But it's just gone, this pandemic and the lockdown and the hardship that's come from all that has just carried on and on and on. Unfortunately, 8 months, 9 months later, we're still here, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. So this is vitally important. I mean, how can people support this from afar or get involved?
You know, just help where you can. You know, after Christmas, you've got some presents, you know, that your auntie bought you and you're never going to use. Give them to us. We'll parcel them for next year or whatever. There's a donation line. Help where you can. If you can give us a couple of hours, that's as important as money. And that's where we're at. And we just doing what we can, really, to alleviate, you know, people's hardships, really, and isolation.
Well, Vinny, on behalf of the listener, a big thank you for all the work that you and your volunteers have been doing over the last 9 months, and here's hoping it continues, but not for too long.
Well, I think in terms of the hub, and I don't think that's going away anytime soon, and I think this will be a permanency in that. You know, the whole thing has changed from where we first started, with people, you know, self-isolating and sheltering from COVID, etc. Whereas now there's a massive range of people who need help, and this hub provides that help. And like today, we had two members of council here working alongside us, and we had people from the co-op. Today we've had people from the co-op members council, just people who jump in and help, and that's great. So just for everybody who's a member of FC United, be proud, because this is a great piece of work.
FC United Community Officer Vinnie Thompson there, speaking to us here on This Club Is My Club earlier last week ahead of this year's Christmas Comforts campaign. And if you visit fc-utd.co.uk, the main article there is all about this year's Christmas Comforts and all the organisations and companies who've got involved in this year's campaign. A special thanks to everyone involved. And that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. And a big Merry Christmas to all the listeners. And we'll be back next week, and hopefully we'll have some news with regards to whether the season can get back underway or not. So join us next week. In the meantime, for all the latest goings-on from the world of FC United, you can visit the website fc-utd.co.uk. But that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. You all make sure that you all have a lovely and safe new year, and you'll be hearing from us again next week. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.